Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
All right, here we go. Hour two, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense now underway. Coming to you from the 6 Hour Studios here, Mark Walters in front of the Patriot Mobile Communications Center microphones, all being brought to you today and every day by the great X Insurance. Great partners we have. Great partners we have. Ammo Squared, great stuff. We'll talk more about them coming up. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how you doing down there today? Said the temperature's hot down there to 85.
Yep, we're doing pretty good down here.
Yeah, well, you know, as I mentioned, wait till it becomes 95 and 105, because that's coming, too. That's right around the bend.
Not too far away.
Not too far away. And I think now, boy, good heavens, it's hot in here now. With all these lights and bells and whistles and stuff going on. I think it's 82 here today.
Ooh.
So, yeah, right? Ooh, he's coming. So, ladies and gentlemen, you might hear a hum in the background, because the studio does need some AC rolling through it from time to time. Greg, hour two, would you be kind enough to tell people where to watch us live? I checked. It's up and running. All's good. And where they can participate in chat.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you can see the menu icon. Just give that a slap. And when that window opens up, you can select that watch live option. If you're driving, hit that listen live link. And if you've missed a previous episode, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Yeah, that'll get you in. And I think I'm just going to leave your mug up there because you've been out. I haven't had the Josie Wales mug up there for long.
That's true.
So I'll leave that up there for a minute because Josie Wales is the real deal. Now, I saw someone posted. I think it was one of the Trump whatevers put a tweet out the other day, who is this? And it was a frail old man, and it was Clint Eastwood. He's 94 now, Greg.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
You know, we're talking about our 15th anniversary coming up a week from this coming Sunday. Actually, the 26th. We'll be able to celebrate it twice, right?
Yeah.
Friday, and then again on the 28th on Sunday, which will be the official for the Sunday program, our 15th year. And I was looking at this, and, you know, my daughter was 5 years old. My son was 5 years old. My daughter was 7 years old when we started the show. They've known Dad doing nothing but this for their entire their entire lives. My son will be 20 this year. My daughter will be 22. And how do I know my daughter is 21? I'm glad I remember that because I just sent her to an adult beverage store for me on her way home from work, Greg. I didn't even think about it. I don't even think about it.
Yeah, well.
I said, hey, honey, do me a favor. On your way home from work, where are you? Oh, I'm just, would you stop over there? Sure. Pay me when I get home. I said, I will. See, I would have never thought that when she was in the studio with me when she was 7. Boy, time flies, doesn't it?
Oh, good boy.
Heavens, it's frightening how time flies. Speaking of how time flies, Dave Workman on the program in the previous hour, I mentioned that Bob Costas. Greg, do you remember when Bob Costas did that during it was the Chiefs game, and it made huge news. Let's see, when was that? December 2, 2012, during halftime on a Sunday night football game. Do you remember that when he talked about he went on a gun control rant?
Vaguely.
Well, I'm going to play it for you.
All right.
I want you to listen to what Bob Costas had to say, because I was watching. That was back when I watched the woke NFL, because at that they weren't woke. If I try to think back, were they heading that direction? Probably. They were just around the corner from it, nonetheless. I don't know. How long ago was the Kaepernick debacle?
Didn't that start during Trump's first term? So
yeah, so it'd be sometime, what, was 17? So about 7 years ago, somewhere 16, in that realm.
16, 17,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah, but the NFL, at least, while I didn't agree with a lot of rules changes they were making, they were still fun to watch, and I enjoyed watching football and playing football my entire life, anyway, up through high school.
Might have even been the end of Obama, because he would have felt empowered with Obama in office.
Yeah, that might be it. But I remember watching that game, and I was ready to throw something at the TV, because I can't stand Bob Costas to begin with. And then when he went on that rant, it just drove me nuts. So let's take a listen to what he had to say here. Let's see if we can do this.
In the aftermath of the nearly unfathomable events in Kansas City, that most mindless of sports cliches was heard yet again. Something like this really puts it all in perspective. Well, if so, that sort of perspective has a very short shelf life, since we will inevitably hear about the perspective we have supposedly again regained the next time ugly reality intrudes upon our games. Please, those who need tragedies to continually recalibrate their sense of proportion about sports would seem to have little hope of ever truly achieving perspective. You want some actual perspective on this? Well, a bit of it comes from the Kansas City-based writer Jason Whitlock, with whom I do not always agree, but who today said it so well that we may as well just quote or paraphrase from the end of his article. Our current gun culture, Whitlock wrote, ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead. Handguns do not enhance our safety. They exacerbate our flaws, tempt us to escalate arguments, and bait us into embracing confrontation rather than avoiding it. In the coming days, Javon Belcher's actions and their possible connection to football will be analyzed. Who knows? But here, wrote Jason Whitlock, is what I believe. If Javon Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today.
Oh.
Boy, that's interesting.
So much to unpack there.
It's interesting to hear, because Jason Whitlock's reporting on liberty and guns and stuff has changed dramatically over the years.
Yeah, and we'll stay focused on Costas here. Because what Costas was doing was giving himself plausible deniability. And if you read what he had to say in the podcast a couple days back about that, when he was asked about it, he said he misplayed it. And what had happened was a producer handed him Whitlock's essay and said, "You have 90 seconds. The call is yours." He skimmed it over and then came out and decided to do that. And he said he wouldn't have done it now. Well, too bad, Costas. He outed himself, you know, as a political enemy of half of his viewers that night, if you look at the overall stats, right? And he never did recover from that. He never did. It hurt his career. Good. Don't care. It's all self-induced. But if those of you who might not know the context of this, let's put that in, let's frame it properly. Because at that time, what happened was Javon Belcher murdered his wife and then killed himself at the Chiefs training center. Do you remember that?
Barely.
It's hard to believe that it was in 2012.
Yeah, it was 12 years ago.
It was a long time ago, but not really a long time ago, but it was a long time ago. And he said, followed up when he was asked about it recently, "Yeah, but it's also a misplay on my part, and it led not just to a misunderstanding about that particular issue, but because people want an easy, they don't want a nuanced and textured view of a person. They want to be able to put the person in a cubbyhole, give them a little label, and then it's easier for them to make whatever argument they want to make or to plug that person in for whatever narrative fits." And he said, believe it or not, I think I've got enough time to go into this now. If I have to, well, obviously we're going to talk about it on the other side as well. So I'll keep going. Believe it or not, I think the best comp for me would be someone like Bill Maher, who, full disclosure, he's a friend of mine. I'm a classic liberal like Bill, center-left person. I do not embrace the excesses of progressivism, of wokeism, some of the insanity that's infected academia, some of these policies that make no sense. Country's got to have a border, man. And no matter how interested you are in social justice, the most important function of government is to secure the safety and security of the citizenry. So you can't have crime running all rampant all over the place. I don't endorse any of that. And there are many what now would be Republican if the Republican Party even existed anymore. It's the Trump Party, and that's the problem. But classic conservatives in Republican positions, and as I said earlier, many conservative writers and thinkers who I respect and I agree with, so that characterization that came out of the gun thing is just wrong. Now, Greg, how much time do I have? Because when we come back, I want to keep reading from his quotes. 50 seconds or 15? 50?
5-0.
5-0. Okay, that was a misplay on my part, said Costas. Javon Belcher kills his fiance, not his wife, then kills himself at the Chiefs practice facility, and that's on a Saturday. Every sports outlet in the country had addressed that at length, including our pregame and halftime shows, which you would understand because he's an athlete, ladies and gentlemen, so they're going to address that. But Costas went in and hit the gun control debate on his own. So when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of what he had to say about that, about the right to bear arms. I want you to hear from his own mouth what he said. And I don't think I'll have the clip, so I'll probably have to read it for you and quote it. And then in the next paragraph, you're going to say, well, it sounds like Costas is coming around. Sounds like he came around. Sounds like he had a Tulsi Gabbard moment, until you read the rest of his statement. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. You can go back years and years and years and still get this information. And then we'll give Costas some great advice, the same advice we would give to Jimmy Kimmel. You can only imagine what that is. We'll be back right after this on the flip side of the break. Don't go away.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yeah, Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, and precision. I'll be meeting with Daniel Defense down in Savannah in the coming days, not too far off from now. Keep you posted on that. You never know. Maybe we'll bring you the show, as we have done in the past, from that beautiful facility down there. Welcome back to the program. 6 Hour Studios lit up. Patriot Mobile, mic on fire. X Insurance presenting it all. And Daniel Defense presenting the video. If you are watching the show in high definition on your devices, your TVs, whatever it is you're doing, please just don't do it, as Greg mentioned, while you're driving. So, Greg, back to the Bob Costas issue. Did you want to comment on anything you heard before I go a little bit deeper into what he said? Because it's quite interesting, actually.
No, I'm good. Let's keep moving forward.
Let's keep moving on. So, as AWR would say, moving on.
Yep.
So, Costas, on the podcast, continued. And, boy, this is good. It really is good. So, see, a lot of young football players, excuse me, have been playing football for many years prior to that. He's talking about injuries, Greg,
okay,
to the brain, right?
Yeah.
And combining CTE. And there's been, you know, a lot of medical movement in that field. He says, what about the effects of football itself on Jovan, who killed his fiancée and himself? Especially if brain trauma is mixed with painkillers, alcohol, performance-enhancing drugs. And he talks about athletes, you know, clearly they're playing a violent, brutal sport. They're alpha. So you combine all this, and we're still learning about those things. There's no doubt that there's an impact. But he says, especially if brain trauma is mixed with painkillers, alcohol, performance-enhancing drugs, we know that the prefrontal cortex is not fully developed roughly until age 25. A lot of young football players have been playing football for many years prior to that, and it's the prefrontal cortex that plays a role in emotions and impulse control. That's all true. And as part of this, we might examine the whole relationship between athletes and guns. Not talking here about the responsible, lawful exercise of anyone's legitimate Second Amendment rights. But we are talking about a gun culture which makes young people trigger happy. At least some people trigger happy. It comes from a variety of directions, including the culture. Look at all the movies that have people blowing people away, or listen to some of the lyrics that glorify a gangsta existence, glorify the use of guns. All of those things are insidious influences. So let's stop there before I continue to the real fun part. There is truth to that, Greg. Is there not?
No, I don't.
How many times have we ragged gangsta music? You know, pop, pop, pop goes the nine. Look at all the movies, the hypocrisy from Hollywood, right?
Yep.
Spitting out their gun control hypocrisy while making movie after movie after movie glorifying violence and extreme violence in some cases. See Pulp Fiction. The heroes of the movie are hitmen murdering at will and then going to get breakfast. And I mean, countless movies. Would any movie be fun if it didn't have that kind of violence in it, Greg?
No, I mean, you're targeting one of my favorite directors, Quentin Tarantino. All his movies are incredibly violent and awesomely hilarious sometimes at the same time. And, I mean, you solely understand that Quentin Tarantino is just trying to entertain you with his films. Now,
of course.
And same with the Marvel movies with all the Marvel Action Theater or whatever it is they call that. Where they
Gal Gadot, yeah.
Where
right.
they
Gal
got
Gadot.
70,000 superheroes that they're trying to write a movie for every other week. Maybe because I'm older and I grew up in a discernment age where you had to, you know, just mock what was stupid and funny, and then you knew things that were intended to be somewhat serious, and so you kind of took that with a little bit of, leeway to understand that this is violence presented as to be a serious representation of, you know, events that happened in life, like the series Band of Brothers and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
And then, you get the Pulp Fictions, you get the Reservoir Dogs, you get the, the Ice Cube movie, Boys in the Hood. And
Boys in the Hood, yeah.
You get these representations of culture and life and, you know, how dramatic things are and how violent they are and that kind of a thing. And they present these as windows into lives of people. And sometimes people misinterpret the looking glass as what should be depicted in real life continually, instead of understanding what is real life and that is tragically real life and should be avoided.
Yeah, and one thing that I am curious about why Costas left out is violent video games. You notice he didn't reference violence in video games, right?
And you
would think that he would have. And I say this from his. I'm projecting myself to him. You would think that Costas would have said something about that because it is so glaring. I mean, millions of kids are playing, Fortnite and all this stuff, right?
And most of us are dropping in Call of Duty Warzone. That's what most of us are doing.
Call of Duty Warzone, right? Any of that stuff. My kid's been playing it for years. You go back to the older video games, Doom. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun game to play back in when computers were only 256 megabytes in strength, and you could still play Doom by walking through all those things and killing all those people and all that crap going on.
They were aliens, though, and it was like a post-apocalyptic nuclear detonation and stuff. It was obviously sci-fi fantasy, and so most of us that grew up playing that game are our age or older, and so we understand this was just simply fun. This was just, hey, let's make...
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point. That most people now, when you talk about somebody that's 10, 11, 12, 13, okay, does it have an influence? I don't know. I mean, my kids played them forever, but my kid's raised right. My kid knows right from wrong. My kid was raised that way. My kid knows he's not going to pick up a gun and shoot his sister, okay, because he saw it in a video game. But is that to say that others won't, that glorifying violence in hip hop and others? I mean, that we've talked about that a lot over the years on the program. It's just a little bit. I was a little shocked that he didn't mention the video games when he was going into that little discussion. So notice he said, and as part of this, we might examine the whole relationship between athletes and guns. Not talking here about the responsible, lawful exercise of anyone's legitimate Second Amendment rights. Now, let's continue because we have time. For the record, when I hear about a young mother, single mother, someone's breaking into her house, she blows the guy away. Not only do I have no problem with that, I applaud it. Anyone who's responsible, who has a licensed firearm, who's taking the proper training, or is using it to protect his or her home or family or for sporting purposes, I'm 100% good with that. But I'm not good with the idea that an 18-year-old kid can go and buy an assault weapon, and then the next day after his birthday, blow a bunch of his schoolmates away. I'm not good with that because no sane society needs that, and it's not needed for your protection. Oh, there's the next half hour.
Mm.
All right. A couple things here to break out. He clearly has no problem. I'm taking him at his word because that's all we have. And I listened to it, and it seems he was very sincere. So I will give him that benefit of the doubt. He clearly has no problem with lawful self-defense. And he even used the phrase, she blows the guy away. Not only do I have no problem with that, I applaud it. That's a pretty powerful statement. That's something that comes from us on Armed American Radio. We've said that many times. He is referring to what I refer to on this show as a happy ending story. Apparently, Costas has no problem with that. When we come back from the break, we'll go into what he does have a problem. Not because Bob Costas, we don't care. It's because what he's saying is what the left is continuing to say to this day. And the fact that he's out there now talking about it gives us fodder for discussion on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because it helps us get in the mind of some of these people. We'll be right back.
I'm a free man. I live in a free country.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, boy. I could use a cup of Defender Coffee about right now, Greg, in Dallas, Texas. Ask me, Greg, which you haven't done in a while because you were out frolicking around in the water and doing all kinds of cool dive stuff. Ask me how many cups of Defender Coffee I had to start my day today.
Mark, how many cups of Defender Coffee did you have to start your day?
None.
Oh, well.
Which is why I can use one now. What I did was I turned to, because I got suckered by cool marketing in the grocery store the other day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Alani energy drink.
Never heard of it.
Me either. But they were buy two, get two free.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, I'll give it a shot, right? BOGOs are always good. Two BOGOs are even better, right?
Yeah.
The price of things. I'm sorry. This is called Tropsicle, naturally flavored. There you go. I'm not on their payroll, trust me. But I cracked it and sucked it down, and it was really good. And then I looked up, and it says 200 milligrams of caffeine. I went, oh. Ruh-roh.
Yeah, there's that. That'll be
so,
up all night.
Nah. I'm pretty caffeinated. It's okay. And I finished it in the first hour, so I think we're good. But nonetheless, DefenderCoffee.com, promo code AAR. And there, I believe there is a 15% off going on over there right now, ladies and gentlemen, at Defender Coffee. So make sure to check that out. Support them. Drink coffee and give some of that money to the Second Amendment Foundation like I do. You'll feel good about it, and you'll help fund the court cases and the victories that we win month after month after month, sometimes day after day in these states across the country. Greg, I'm going to put your mug back up here. Let's go back to this Bob Costas thing. This is interesting stuff. So are we in agreement that, and feel free to disagree with me all you want, but are we in agreement to some sense that, you know, the hypocrisy, because these kids have grown up seeing violence their whole lives, and depending on where they come from, that could possibly have an impact?
I would say that, yes, depending on where they come from depends on the impact. I think there are people that, in reference to guns alone, you know, people that grew up in households where families were responsible gun owners and they kept them locked up when they needed to be, and they had them available if they needed them in a self-defense situation. And it was conveyed to the kids very early of age, like what happened with me. You know, you're just trained that these can be very dangerous, and these are not toys, and they're to be used in, you know, instances of self-defense against extreme violence. And then there are others that didn't really have that upbringing because
right.
of one issue or the other. And so they see them as they do in video games, as they see them in music videos, as they see them on video games or movies and stuff. I already said video games. As they see them in movies, and they're kind of glorified, and they're, I mean, let's not lie, guns are cool. They're cool looking objects, and they're cool. They're cool to examine, and they're fun to shoot when you're shooting targets and stuff like that. But it's not fun when you're shooting other people, and so there's definitely a discrepancy in the education of these devices that some people have that others do not because of the environment that they grew up in.
Yeah, and some of these kids, let's face it, some of these kids have parents who were jumped into the Bloods at an early age.
They had okay. a lot of going on, yeah.
Yeah, and when you look at gangbangers in every Democrat-run city, the vast majority of them are coming from Democrat families in Democrat-run cities, and the vast majority of them are young kids. And that's we attack that statistic from the left all the time. They lump those gangbangers in, right?
Yep.
With all that. And those kids clearly show a propensity to violence. We talked about that kid in the school the other day in North Carolina just yesterday that beat the snot out of that teacher, slapped her around a little bit while his colleagues laughed and videotaped it.
Yeah.
But let's go into the second part of what he had to say, because his statements, again, I'm taking him at face value here. For the record, when I hear about a young mother, single mother, someone's breaking into her house, she blows the guy away. Not only do I have no problem with that, I applaud it. That's a pretty forceful statement. And I'll take him at his word. And he goes on to anyone who's responsible, who has a licensed firearm. Well, guess what, Costas? I don't have to license my firearm in the free state of Georgia. Okay? Got to throw that licensed in, right? Got to be regulated. As long as you have permission to have that gun, I have issue with that. Who's taken the proper training? Who are you to tell me what the proper training is? And then he says, or is using it to protect his or her home or family. Does that mean that it doesn't have to be licensed in his mind? Or they don't have to have the proper training because they're using it to protect his or her family for sporting purposes? Regardless, that's a little bit too much devil in the details. But he says, I'm 100% good with that. Okay, fair enough. But I'm not good with the idea that an 18-year-old kid can go buy an assault weapon. If you ask him to define assault weapon, do you think he could, Greg?
Absolutely
not.
He
could even define the term. He used it.
Yeah.
What do you think he would call it? What would he refer to if
scary looking and black? I think what this really is, and this is something that began in the tens, and it kind of started to turn the fire on under the boiling water for the frog in the pot. And this was the attempt at a cultural shift on how we view the Second Amendment, knowing that in, say, 15 years, they're going to make a run for confiscation. And they had to have the vernacular out there for people to latch on to, you know.
He bit into it, didn't he?
Yep. And I hear a lot of people on both sides of the aisles biting this sandwich, law-abiding, in order to say that that's the only reason why you can have a firearm. Constitution doesn't say so. Doesn't say anything about
license.
Background checks either. License, permits. All of those are unconstitutional. But dummies seem to think that because the state did it and they didn't push back, thought, well, it's lawful, so it must be constitutional. Well, we know that's not to be true either, because there's a lot of things that are law that are not constitutional, and yet they're still around. And so this is actually an early on attempt, because that's how this has to work. You have to shift the culture in decades, and you have to chase generations down the line past the ones that have been educated differently, that had been raised up under the constitutional ideas, versus those that have no idea how to read cursive and to read the Constitution. And that's kind of what we're dealing with here, is we're hearing the old voice of the communist creep on how to, down the line, groom a generation to see firearms as something that should not be a constitutional right.
And, you know, I like your phrase. You know, he's bitten into the sandwich. Yep. I like that. That was good. Did you get that drop of yourself?
That big old commie sandwich.
he's bitten into that commie sandwich. Because I took a little different take here when he said, and I agree with what you just said, but when he said, but I'm not good with the idea that an 18-year-old kid. Well, 18-year-old kid? An 18-year-old is a man.
They're jumping out of airplanes for the, you know, the 82nd Airborne with rifles. So what's your problem?
They're getting married, they're starting businesses, they're going broke, they're going to prison, they're committing felonies, they're doing it, they're entering contracts, they're borrowing money. They're men. But I use that term kid too, right? So in that context, again, just to be fair, he's using it because he would probably use it in a different sense if he were talking about military-aged males who are actually jumping out of airplanes and defending his country.
Yeah,
he probably would have referred to him as a man. I mean, those are real men.
Yep.
Referring to that same 18-year-old, right?
Yep.
But when it's a kid that can go buy a gun in a civilian gun store, it's all of a sudden an 18-year-old kid, like I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Now he refers to that 18-year-old as a kid. Which one is it, Bobby?
Well, one has government training and the other does not. That's how he'd probably see it.
Government.
Yep.
Which goes right back to licensing, doesn't it?
Yep. Permitting,
everything you just said. It's government. It's government control. So 18 to 20, there's the cutoff. Magical 21, all of a sudden that 18-year-old isn't going to want to kill anybody? If you're showing a propensity to violence and want to kill somebody at 18, you think it goes away on your 21st birthday?
No.
No. See the streets of every Democrat-run city in this country, ladies and gentlemen. And then when we come back, we'll tackle his final sentence in there. because it really does sum it up and proves that, Greg, you're right. He bit the sandwich. His last statement is proof positive that he ate the sandwich. When we come back, we'll explain what we're talking about, having a conversation about Bob Costas reflecting back on his dopey comments when half of America just turned him off and never went back to him ever again because he decided to be an idiot. We'll compare that with Jimmy Kimmel as well when we come back. Don't go away.
If more people were armed and knew what they were doing with a gun, because it's not the gun, it's the person with the gun that don't know how to act.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. Final segment of Armed American Radio's Hour 2 today. 6 Hour Studios fired up for you. The video is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Don't say that enough. Patriot Mobile microphone fired up. X Insurance presenting it all. We've got some great partners, guys. Check them all out at armedamericanradio.com, and they are good partners. I've already begun stacking ammo at Ammo Squared. Have you? I put a tweet out on that yesterday, and Ammo Squared responded back and said, you're going to be really surprised how fast that ammo stacks up. And you know what? They're right. It's because it's one of those things. You kind of set it and forget it, right? Here's $15 a week, and next thing you know, you've got a couple thousand rounds of ammo over time, and that's a beautiful thing. And guess what? If I ever run out of money, I can say, hey, I want my money back, and they'll buy it back from me and give me back my money. So it's kind of like you're saving money, too. So it works really well. All of our great partners, Heaven's Harvest, Emergency Food, they're the bomb over there, Clayton Llewellyn and the family, the team over there, wonderful people, Carry the Cross, Crossbreed Holsters, North American Arms, Car Arms, BarrelBuddy.com, Pitch the Patch, GoatGuns.com, get your hobby started over there. It's wildly addicting, as Greg will tell you. You can find them all at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. And don't forget that Patriot Mobile phone. I've got it sitting over here charging right now. Patriot Mobile phone. Oh, that's 100%. So there we go. I'll get on that thing when we get off the air. Greg, I'll wrap up with him, with Costas. But his final line, really, when you talk about biting the sandwich, he says he's not good with the idea that an 18-year-old kid can go and buy an assault weapon. We covered that in the previous segment. He closes with this. I'm not good with that because no sane society needs that, and it's not needed for your protection. Who is Bob Costas to tell me what I choose to need for my... What I need is what I want. Who is Bob Costas to tell me I don't need an AR? Is Bob Costas the guy to tell you that if you live on a ranch that's being invaded by illegals, that you don't need an AR-15 to cover your 5,000 acre, 10,000, 50,000, some of these ranches, acre ranches on the border, Greg?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. And he's also probably the guy that lives in a nice little plushy, secure neighborhood where they've got a homeowners association and gates up around it.
Yeah, yeah, he probably does. He probably also thinks those gates keep him safe, too.
Yep. Some reason they built a wall around his neighborhood, but you can't build a wall around yours.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's been neighbors that have found out that the wall doesn't keep the criminals out, does it?
Most likely, because they climb it.
Yeah, because the wall's not big enough in your gated community. The fact that it has a little wood fence around it isn't going to do the trick, ladies and gentlemen. But Bob Costas, you're right, he is, and the word there to use is he is insulated, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with that because no sane society. Now, who are you to tell me what a sane society needs? And let's just throw the math at him. Over 25 million of America's most popular rifle in the hands of tens of millions of American citizens. That if Bob Costas were correct in his assessment, how many murders would we have in this country?
Oof.
Millions. Millions. And Bob Costas failed to remind us that, well, all those numbers that he likes to talk about as far as gun violence are concerned, or what he's at least referring to here, are not committed by people with AR-15s.
My question...
Most people are handguns used by the people that he's not referencing here and should be that we corrected for him. Go ahead, Greg.
My question back to Bob Costas would be, okay, so you're saying that a sane society doesn't need firearms. So let me ask you, was it a sane society in Stalin's Russia when they disarmed the population and then killed 20 million people?
Was it that can't happen here, Greg. This is America. That's not going to happen here.
Was it a sane society in Mao's China when they decided to disarm the population and then killed, what was it, another 25 million people? Was that a sane society?
What is it? Was it a sane society that locked up Justin Moon's father in a North Korean gulag who was mere hours away from execution before he was liberated by MacArthur?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could go on and on and on. Just like the Chinese woman in New Hampshire that just stuck it to David Hogg and fixed him.
Lily Williams, yeah.
Ended the debate instantaneously. The debate ended in December 15th.
And she's been a vocal opponent of communism and gun control for several years now. I've been familiar with her for quite a while. She actually kind of gravitated towards the Libertarian Party because she didn't like the Republican or the Democrat Party, but she's definitely more conservative than most Libertarians are now because they started taking in, air quotes, left Libertarians, which mm-hmm. is not an actual thing. You can't be left-leaning and be Libertarian. It doesn't work. But she's been a vocal voice on social media for quite a while against gun control and communism and all of the things Democrats are doing right now.
Yeah, and here's the fun part. By the way, it was December 15, 1791, ladies and gentlemen, I was referring to the ratification of the Bill of Rights. That's when the debate ended. And people like Costas, Costas is an educated guy. You know, you'd think he'd remember some of these things. I don't know. Because he's not a young man anymore. He came up, Greg, in our era.
Yeah.
And you would think that he would have been taught some of these things in school.
Well, he's been insulated working in media.
Liberal elite is it's exactly right. He's just going to go there. You know, he's living in the New York circle and everything else. That's the bubble that people don't, that they just can't seem to pop and get around them because of the circles that they run in. Now, here's the interesting part of this to me. Costas, as a broadcaster, I had no problem with listening to Costas as a broadcaster. I listened to him and watched him many times over the years when I was stupid and spending money on the NFL. Those days are long gone. But I didn't mind listening to him.
Yeah,
I could
no.
never listen. Joe Buck, forget Joe Buck.
Yeah.
There's a word that rhymes with his last name that I can't imagine. I can't stand Joe Buck.
Yeah.
Okay. But I could listen to Costas call games. He's very good at it.
When you're covering your chosen profession and you're doing that and you're not wading into the waters of other things that you have no knowledge
Boom.
Of.
Boom. Thank you. Now, that is what begs the question, and I want to go to Jimmy Kimmel in this sense, because Kimmel was in the news again today.
Was he crying?
He actually threw a dig at Joe Biden, which I didn't
Shocking.
See it because I don't watch that loser.
Yeah.
But Biden joked about Trump being broke. And Kimmel quoted Biden's joke. And he said, hey, that's not too bad, President Biden, from somebody that can't string two sentences together. That came from Kimmel. Now, I don't know what made Kimmel say that, okay? But he did. And when he did, I thought to myself, because I grew up watching Johnny Carson.
Yep.
And that was fun TV. I mean, you stayed up to watch Johnny. We used to watch it in college. And it was hilarious television. And for the most part, he stayed out of politics. And if
Absolutely.
He took a dig at somebody, he took a dig at everybody.
Absolutely.
That's what made him so funny. Jay Leno, for the most part, did the same thing.
Yep.
For just as many years as Carson did it. And then you get this new crop. Now, dare I say, there was a time that Kimmel was funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Man Show.
The Man Show was a funny show.
Yep.
And at that point in my life when The Man Show was on, I enjoyed watching it.
And Adam was really the star of The Man Show. Jimmy wasn't.
But I understood that it was humor, right?
Sure.
It was comedy.
Sure.
It wasn't a bunch of misogynistic da-da-da-da-da. But it is today because they've made it that way because now they want to be these self-righteous virtue signalers. And then you go back and look at what he said then in the name of comedy, and it doesn't work for him. So I beg the question. What was Costas thinking when he decided? Was he too stupid to realize he was going to alienate? Millions of Americans turned off their television that night and never went back to him.
They sure did.
Millions, myself included, wrote him right off. There's comments here on the page while we're on air today that people did the same thing. I've never watched a late night show ever again. Jimmy Kimmel can go hang out with Joe Buck, as far as I'm concerned. Same thing. And you got to wonder what goes through their minds. Is it the insulation? Do they just not care? Do they have enough money? Is that what enough money does for you that you don't care about losing another half of it that you could have? These people are stupid. But whatever, it highlights our point here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We thank them for giving us the content every single day, and they'll never let us down. It's job security. Armed American Radio will be back on a Friday. Enjoy your day. Stay safe. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.